And as Philadelphia works to woo DNC dignitaries, let's see toward what end for the city and our region. Joining me is Temple University's School of Tourism and Hospitality Management Professor Wesley Roll. Professor Roll, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Now, while the city is learning what it'll cost to host the convention, how in turn do we get a sense of the return on that investment?
There are three major areas to look at. One is making people more aware of Philadelphia's as a destination and helping improve the image of Philadelphia as a destination. A second, obviously, would be the short-term economic buzz from having the DNC delegates, media, et cetera, here in town, beyond what typically is going on in Philadelphia during a summer month.
So a boost in hotel occupancy,
Hotel occupancy, right. The third thing would be the infrastructure. If you remember back in the build-up to hosting the RNC, one of the big benefits for Philadelphia was the growth in the hotel sector and then some growth in restaurant and attractions. And that growth, once the event leaves, that's still in town.
Now, at the onset, point one, part of which was expanding a region's or city's image, certainly relative to a couple of our competitors, Birmingham and Columbus, Philadelphia's reputation, I imagine, and images much more established.
The angle from hosting the DNC that I think would be most attractive is to help Philadelphia better compete against the three big boys on the East Coast, Boston, New York City, and Washington, D.C. That would be the competitive set to really be concerned about.
How big is the gulf between Philadelphia and its competitor destination cities, New York, Boston, and Washington?
Well, for example, last November, the School of Tourism and Hospitality Management did a survey of households along the East Coast. This is Maine to Virginia. And one of the questions we asked people was what East Coast destinations come to mind if you think about places to go, things to do. And the numbers were 37% mentioned New York City, 27% mentioned Washington, D.C., 25% mentioned Boston, and about 16% mentioned Philadelphia. The challenge is figuring out, does Philadelphia have the potential to grow its awareness? And I think it does. If you travel around the country, as I'm sure you have, and you talk to people and they ask you where you're from and you say Philadelphia, the first or second thing out of their mouth is usually something they heard on a football game or something about cheesesteaks. And while those are important parts of what it is to be a Philadelphian and what it is to live in the Delaware Valley, that's not the whole story. And events like the DNC, one of the things it does is it starts to educate people. It starts to tell people the story about Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley that we want to tell them.
Will it ever ultimately merely be a quantitative number, or are there qualitative aspects as well? I'm thinking of cities, smaller ones perhaps, Columbus or Birmingham, that might wonder about the value of having a professional sports team, and how do you ever fully know whether that was worth it as
well?
Right,
right. In fact, one of the interesting – it's interesting that you use the example of pro sports, because one of the issues there is that the argument in favor of public subsidy used to be a financial argument, and then that was pretty thoroughly – challenged across a wide range of literatures. So now they talk about the psychic income. Having a professional team, being a major league city, has a non-monetary benefit to residents that isn't easily quantified but is real.
The price of panache.
Exactly.
Professor Roll, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Enjoyed it very much.
Wesley Roll, professor at Temple University School of Tourism and Hospitality Management.